Well, I would be in Wrexham, and the chances are that I would have watched it at home with my parents.
Was it, do you remember if it was in colour or in black and white?
It was in colour, yes. Oh, yes, that was very different because I can remember the red of the seats that everybody sat on and the colour of the Queen's outfit and Prince Charles's outfit, you know. What was his name? George Thomas, being involved in that. Yeah, that was definitely in colour.
In the months leading up to the ceremony, what do you remember seeing on television?
I think some of the protests against it, you know, I don't think I analysed them very much in those days. I just, you know, saw it and thought, oh yeah, well perhaps they have got a point, you know, but give the lad a chance. He might turn out to do something good for Wales.
As a Welsh woman, what did the ceremony mean to you?
Well, that we had a new Prince of Wales, but I hadn't done any sort of study of the history of Welsh princes at that stage. It's for it to have any particular impact, you know. I just thought, oh, great, he's the Prince of Wales. Nice ceremony, lovely use of Carnarvon Castle, you know, it looks fabulous. It's something that the rest of the world might see and think, oh, that's worth looking at, you know, worth visiting. I think quite a few of these tour things actually have been tourist attractions, haven't they? You know, and because a Welsh area is put in the public view on television, then it does make people want to go and see it for themselves, which hopefully is good for the Welsh Tourist Board.